so I can tell you how they both feel. It's a free podcast, so it's a fucking good deal. They call me the Danish, Danish and O'Neill.
What will you tell us, Jimmy?
Very somber song for a very good day, because Conor McGregor has fallen.
The king is dead. This feels more of a death. We'll get more into it, I think, in a second, but it feels like more of a death than when Nate Diaz put him down, in my opinion.
Dude, this is like, you know, when Liddell got beat and everyone's like, oh, he's beatable. When Anderson Silva went down and everyone's like, Anderson Silva's beatable.
This changing of the guard.
Because he was dominated. You know, they gave him the third round. I didn't even give him the third round. I thought Habib took every round till the finish.
Before we get more into detail on that, on the way over here, I had to get some gas. By the way, this is a Danish and O'Neill podcast. If you're looking for that, you're in the right place.
In case you're just cruising through podcasts randomly.
Yeah, you're switching the dial. You got it. Keep it here. So I had to get gas, and I pull into the station, see a dude, a youngish dude with an older man. He was taking a picture, and I thought he was taking a picture for some reason of the gas station logo. I don't know.
Was it a special gas station?
No, I was just like, that's what it looked like. He was aiming up. So I pull in under, you know, a lot of the gas stations have like the covered area. So I'm under that, and a car pulls up behind me, and I got to look at the guys, and I was like, these guys look like they could be some trouble. And two guys get out. They're both Mexican dudes. The driver has like, I was like, someone kiss him on the cheek, because he just had lipstick on his cheek. But upon closer inspection, he just had someone's lips tattooed on his cheek.
The bold move.
Yeah. Very bold.
What the fuck?
And I was looking, like, I didn't want to stare at the guy, and the lips look like small. I don't know if it was just a small woman.
It's like a child?
Not a child, but I don't know.
Maybe it's his child.
It could be, I guess, but she wears lipstick. I don't know.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Then he had tattoos all over. He's bald, all over his head, all over his neck. And he's like,
so this guy's looking for a job?
And he's like, hey, man. To me, and I'm like, looking around like, me? And he, yeah, hey, man. What's that, man? And he points up at the sky. I'm like, what? He's like, come here, man. And I'm like, okay. And so, like, I'm like kind of hesitant. Like, I don't know who these people are. So we walk out from underneath the covered area. And when we just look up in the sky, and there's like a light, and it appears to be moving. And he goes, how do you explain that, bro? And I go, I don't know, man.
Wait, is this the SpaceX?
Yeah, I didn't know that at the time. And he goes, how do you explain that, bro?
And I go, what does he think, you're a scientist?
I go, I think it was almost like I was responsible for it. I go, I don't know. I don't know. He goes, no, fucking seriously, man. How do you explain that?
What?
And I go, I don't know. I don't know what it is. And then,
what a fucking... He just thought, he was like, look at this white guy. This white guy will know.
I guess,
This white guy will know what's
going
on.
He's like, this guy took science class.
This guy's a scientist.
This guy graduated high school. He may know the answer to this. And I go, I don't know what it is, man. And then I go, well,
what is it? What did he think it was? Did you ask him?
It seemed like he thought it was some sort of supernatural, because he was like really freaked out about it. And so then...
So, it's amazing to me that like... Guys like that probably drive around thinking that aliens could attack at any moment.
Oh, I think he'll never figure out that it was SpaceX launching a satellite, and that he will call like a coast to coast or some sort of show and be like, I saw this thing, man. I don't know what it is. The white guy couldn't explain it. So then I go, well, another time in this area, I saw something similar, and it was SpaceX was launching something. And he's like, SpaceX? And I was like, this is this, like, like, he had no fucking idea what I was talking about. And I was like, and his friend goes, oh yeah, the satellite? Huh? And I was like, yeah, the satellite. But the other guy still has no clue what we're talking about.
Oh, you were talking about SpaceX?
He's looking at the friend like, oh, you're in with this guy? Yeah. Man? Like
this is a conspiracy against him?
So then I was like, Elon Musk? Like, and he's like, shakes his head. I'm like, the guy who used to own Tesla or run Tesla? And he's like, yeah, I don't know, man. And I was like, all right, well, I just went back to my phone. I was like, I'll leave you to it. He was just filming it with his phone. I was just like,
hey, man, it's the Chupacabra coming from outer space.
Yeah, I think he was alarmed. He may leave the country.
Dude, what the fuck?
Why do they do it? Like, why on a Sunday night, unannounced? Is it just to get people buzzing? Or is it like is there a purpose to these? Just tests?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the second one I've seen.
I mean, it's the same as watching an air, you know what I mean? It's the same as seeing airplanes coming in.
It's no, I know, like, but it's just, are they just like doing test runs? Are they launching
satellites? Something up there.
Yeah, and then online.
They don't do it all the time, but every couple of years.
Yeah, this guy really blew his mind.
I like how this guy could have just looked it up online.
Easily. Courtney, I was like, hey, did you see it? And she's like, sent me a thing. Like,
I literally just saw it. Someone posted on Instagram. Like, I was like, oh, a space. And then I went outside, but it was too late.
Yeah, this guy, like, I think it just like blew his mind. They're
fucking coming, man. Get the fuck out of here.
It's the Russians, man. I told you, man. Trump doing too much shit. I was just like, dude. Don't put this on me. I have nothing to do with this.
Like, what if I said, like, you?
I think it's fucking.
Dude, you imagine if Don Barris or somebody would have been, he's like, oh, let me tell you right now. Oh, they're coming for you.
We're fucked. There's a red dot on your head. Don't move. This guy, they're like,
oh, it's a tractor beam.
This guy looks fucking, I didn't want to like get
I could see him driving home, staring out up the whole time, being like, man, they're going to fucking beam us up.
I'm fucking, I don't know.
We're
going
to get in the fucking garage.
I'm going back to prison, man. At least we're safe there. It was fucking crazy.
That's funny.
I should have been like, what's on your cheek? Let's talk about that. That's more interesting than
what do you mean, man?
Than what's in the sky. What if it was just real lipstick? Oh, man, I'm embarrassed.
Could have been.
It didn't.
It was a tattoo for
up
sure.
Close, yeah. Like, I did it quickly. I didn't want to like stare. The friend seemed like fairly normal guy, like no tattoos.
The friend probably is fucking with the guy, being like, dude, do you see that shit up there? Let's ask this white guy, man. He knows.
Maybe he's a Lyft driver and the friend was his passenger. He's like, let's get out. He wasn't even getting gas.
Oh, I think he was just probably hiding. He's probably driving under the awning just to hide.
He pulled in. Yeah, he wasn't getting gas. He pulled in to investigate. He stopped and got out of his car.
What a fucking douche.
How do you explain that? And I was like, no, bro. How do you explain it?
Yeah, no. Don't really have. Well, here's what they do. They build a rocket.
Well, then when I tell him there's a company not that far from here that does send things into space, he like was completely like,
where do they launch from?
They're like out past LAX.
Really?
Like their headquarters, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they launch from there. That's though like where their offices are. I would guess.
That must be where they.
I would guess around there somewhere.
Man, that's weird. I didn't know they had launched. I've seen them come. I remember that one time we saw them come in, but coming back into.
Who knows? Maybe Elon Musk sent it up from Rogan's, his new friend.
From Rogan's driveway?
Yeah. He's like, Joe, you want to do this? Bring your samurai sword. Let's launch a satellite.
Dude, last night I was leaving the comedy store, and it wasn't that late. And you know, you take a right, and then you take a left down that side street to take you down to Fountain.
Where the House of Blues used to be.
Yeah, and right next to the Mondrian. So I'm driving. Next thing I know, just explosion on my windshield. Some fucking asshole threw a water balloon out of the fucking window. He broke my windshield.
Of the hotel?
Onto my car.
Out of the hotel?
Yeah.
Must have been scary.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? But I was like, I didn't stop because I didn't want to give him the satisfaction.
Should have crashed into a telephone pole.
Yeah, I just fucking cranked the wheel.
To see if he would have confessed.
I thought that they locked those windows by now, but dude, this went from pretty high up because it was like a fucking smash. Great shot by them, though. Right on the fucking windshield.
Who
like
knows?
Dead center.
May have been a major league pitcher.
Could have been.
On the roof.
I thought they broke my windshield.
You should have gone into the hotel, knocked on doors.
Part of me was going to go in there and I go, you know what? Don't give him the satisfaction. Just keep driving.
Jump out. Who the fuck did that?
And keep driving.
I say John Little. Also, John Little would have scaled the hotel wall.
He would have pulled out an assault rifle. And then I also realized that I deserved it. And like, this is probably what's going to happen to me for the rest of my life. Because I was the guy throwing that stupid shit when I was younger.
Circle of life.
Yeah, at its finest.
My back neighbors, they're testing out their party pad.
Oh, they had a dry run?
I don't know if they're having a party. They put up these new curtains so I can't get a good view.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Curtains blocking your view.
Yeah.
How are they set up?
They have like this, the person who used to live there, or just in general, there's like a little covered thing. It looked like almost where you could like get sun if you wanted to.
Okay.
Like there's like with wood slats above, over it.
What they call,
I don't even know what that's called.
Pergola. Pergola.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something like that. I think it's pergola.
Turd burglar. I don't know. So they refloored it to make like look like a stage.
Oh, and then they fucking
put like a back curtain.
Dude,
on
you know
it.
Why? Because they saw you peeping all the time.
But
dude, you were peeping.
All I have to do is go to my garbage, and I can still see.
Did you have to stand on the garbage?
No, I can just see over the wall.
Dude, they're gonna put a curtain over there. Then
they could. But Courtney and I walked the neighborhood with baby Barb, and I figured out which house it is from the front. Curtain covering the front view.
Shut up.
Going back. These people are running some sort of titty
bar.
Why
don't they just fucking put a fence up? I like this curtains.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard to pull. It's duct taped to the thing. Like,
dude, you should put your own glory hole in that fence. And just put your wiener through there.
I'm just
going
to hop it over and be like, what's up? They had a DJ fucking set up for tonight.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't see any people.
Wait, tonight?
Tonight. Sunday night when
wow.
I left.
Wow.
They're playing Hip Hop Hooray.
Loud?
Oh, very loud.
What?
Yeah, these people are going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, why Sunday night of all nights?
Once they put up the curtain, dude, you know shit's about to go down. Maybe it's going to be like that sex club in Berlin that got that bacterial infection.
I told Courtney, I think it is a swingers club. She mocked me. But
is she mocking you now, though?
What's with all the
curtains?
What's with all the privacy from both sides?
What about the sides?
There's a huge tree that I want to trim the leaves so I can see from my apartment.
Dude,
it's on their property.
You're going to be out there with binoculars. You're going to be like fucking Jimmy Stewart in Rear Window, just peeping out the window with his broken leg.
This is going to be like The Burbs. I'm going to be Tom Hanks exploring what's going on.
Do they have side curtains? Or they don't care what their side neighbors?
So far, there's trees. The only place you can see is the front and the back.
So they're really covering all their bases.
They're curtained off.
You know what you need to do? You need to build like a plank from your roof where you can literally walk over and be on top of their property.
Like it's considered like airspace. It's not
their
property.
Yeah.
Like I'm not on your property.
You
I'm in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Or get like a fan man set up where I just have a parachute and I'm hovering above.
You need a paramotor, dude.
I do.
Once I get
one.
My paramotor, I'll fly up there.
Yeah, I want to see.
Circle around.
What if it's just nothing? It's just like just music. Like there's really nothing happening.
You
think it's
just
something.
It's just one guy who loves DJing?
You got to figure this.
And he doesn't have anybody there?
If you curtain off two areas, there's got to be something
some
going on.
Shady shit.
Either drugs or fucking or both.
Titty fucking? It could just be a titty fucking bar.
I don't know. I mean, they're building like bizarre shit. There's like it looks like a play is going to happen there. They're building like doors to nowhere. Like it's really weird.
Like trap doors?
Almost like a booth setup, but just like a door that opens, but it doesn't go to anything.
This is like the shittiest version of the Winchester Mansion. Where the lady's just building doors that go nowhere and hallways that just dead end.
I don't get what the end game is. I did see over the other
Why don't
night.
Just ask them, go, hey, by the way, what do you guys got going on?
There have
over
been
here?
Times where I've wanted to, but then I'm like, if I complain, they'll definitely know.
No,
it's
no,
me.
Don't complain. Just inquire. Say, oh,
no, I'm probably going to complain at some point.
You know what you should do is you should cut your own hole in the fence to make a door that you could open and walk in.
I should be like, I'm a DJ. I'd love to come over.
Yeah, can I bring my setup?
I'd love to do a podcast live in the backyard.
Dude, they might. What if they start doing comedy? The greatest thing ever. You could just go there and do comedy.
In my old apartment,
hop over the fence.
I could hear Brody Stevens doing a crowd warm-up for the Meltdown Comedy Central show. Come on, clap your hands like he's in my living room. It's like, it's too much.
Old Brody.
Hold on. Big news, though, before we get to the UFC.
All right.
We have, I think, probably the biggest caller in the history of the show. I don't know. Have we ever had a caller?
No. I mean, one time. Didn't we take calls one time?
Oh, yeah, we did. But this is a real treat. someone reached out to me. They said this person wanted to call. Big fan of the show. Here it is. Let's see if this works. I'm going to put my phone up to the speaker. Hopefully this works. Here it is. Hold on.
Who we got here?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? This is Bill Burr.
Holy shit.
What?
Oh, my. Burr.
Hey, Bill.
Whoa.
What's up, man?
Whoa. We did. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, I've heard you like the show. What do you think of us as all thing comedy talent?
Unbelievably talented, unbelievably hilarious, and unbelievably original.
Whoa, oh, wow. Bill.
High praise. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
That's awesome.
So why are you calling in? Hello? Hello? Ah, shit, I think we lost him.
Oh, he must have. Oh, he said he may have been driving through a tunnel.
Yeah, we drive.
He's doing the Boston Garden and Madison Square Garden.
Dropped call. I think he was calling to promote those shows. He knows that we have big listeners.
Yeah, he said he was going to call in. I didn't know it was going to be so soon.
Yeah, so there he goes. Bill Burr, ladies and gentlemen, calling the show.
Big get for the show.
Chairman.
Make sure you put Bill Burr on the title of this show. Well, Bill Burr call in.
One of the...
it's not our fault that the phone died, so...
No, I mean, a Bill Burr call
in. We can
in.
Still count it.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I don't think he's called many All Things Comedy shows, only a couple.
Punch Drunk on their 300th episode.
Bobby Lee for his birthday, and really that's all I know of.
We get ours just because, you know.
Just, he just wanted to check in.
Yeah.
And that very high nice. Compliment.
Yeah, very nice.
Incredibly talented, I believe he said. Original.
He did. All these things are true.
Man. What a, I mean,
it's a good time.
What a treat. What a treat. Oh, maybe he'll call back. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
He's on East Coast time, so maybe it's late there. So
yeah.
Who knows? But wow. Speechless after that call. It's hard to follow. Let's get to the UFC. I did not watch the fights, but
I did.
I was online where you can, like, on Twitter, if you pay enough attention, you can get a lot of snippets, so you can really kind of...
Oh, you should just go on Reddit and just fucking stream it.
Yeah, people were saying
it.
That. Courtney was having trouble.
YouTube, man, they are pulling that shit. I was watching the Derek Lewis fight, and it got pulled off in the middle of me watching it. It stopped, and then it wouldn't go anymore, and then I refreshed it, and it was pulled.
I've heard... I've never looked at those sort of pirated materials, but I heard if you do, people comment and they use the fighters' names, and other commenters get heavily upset because I think there's ways to detect when people's names are being, like, when fighters' names are being used, so that's how they get shut down.
Oh,
so they're like, stop using
it,
the name,
it,
you fucking
it.
Idiot.
Yeah,
like they use,
okay. There's,
so
there's
use
like
codes.
An algorithm that's like, oh, yeah. This has been mentioned three times. It must be fucking illegal.
Like for Mighty Mouse, they'll call him like the rat, Demetrius Johnson.
Got it.
And then some idiot comes on, like, hey, fucking Demetrius Johnson. Like, shut the fuck up. And then
that's fucking great.
I've heard they'll tell the host, like, throw this person out, get them the fuck out of here, or disable
funny.
Comments.
That's funny.
And then it gets pulled down, like, you piece of shit. Like, some guys are, like, trolling, too. They're like, oh, I don't care.
What a dick.
I'll just go to another one. They're like, don't be an
what
asshole.
What a dick. So I watched. Did you see the Derek Lewis is getting whipped? By the way,
I heard he lost the whole fight, and then he drilled him with that fucking punch.
That guy literally had 11 seconds left. He could have just walked away.
It looked like he knew that punch was coming because he kind of like winced, like kind of took his head back.
He took a few of them though before that.
That one was a big one.
Did you see the post fight?
I saw the interview with Rogan. he took his pants off
because his balls were hot.
Rogan's like, why'd you take your pants off? My balls is hot. And Rogan is I understand. Rogan's been there before.
Dude, he was pretty good.
After the fights, if you didn't hear, there was a fracas. People were calling it a riot. I don't really think it was quite a riot.
Oh, well, let's get into that fight first.
Derek Lewis also said, I don't even know what Rogan asked him. He's like, I forgot Donald Trump. He told me, he called me like a couple hours ago. He said, hey, the Russians make me look bad in the fucking news, man. You got to knock this motherfucker out.
Yeah.
And Joe was like, you got a challenge for the belt? He's like, with my cardio, I got to fuck. No way. I ain't fucking. I ain't challenged for no belt. Shit.
Then he said, cardio fuck it. Is shit.
And he goes like, hey, man, I ain't that technical, but I get in there. Fuck it. I was like, this guy.
Did you hear that? He's going to fuck
it. The best interview.
It was crazy.
He need. He needs a show with the Bush where they just like drive around. Oh, dude,
the Bush
together.
Is his corner man?
Oh, the Bush.
He might be training with the Bush, by the way.
The Bush and the Beast.
That sounds like a kid's book. Except it'd be the worst kid's book ever. He's like, oh, man, your balls are hot.
Yeah, I got blowjob soup. I got hot balls. He, Bush loves, I got clean balls. That's one of his catchphrases.
Oh,
I got
true.
My balls are dirty and sweaty, man.
Oh, man. You ain't going. You were going to have none of this blowjob soup then.
The Beast dropped a USA in this hoe. I was like, what is this guy talking about?
What he's at? Was that in the last interview when he said my legs? I'm gonna put my. They're like, how you gonna celebrate? He's gonna put my legs or my wife's legs straight up in the air.
I think it was. He always talks.
He did
about,
another quote on this one. I think it was something because I read that quote somewhere on.
He
there.
Always talks about fucking.
Yeah, I didn't see him say that, but I don't know if he said it post.
I think he's got three or four kids. I'm not sure how many.
His back said he said it's good.
He loves the fuck.
He says he stretches before and after. Before, I don't think he was stretching at all.
And he wasn't training Dude, more than 30 minutes a day.
I believe it. After watching him in there, like, the challenge for the title, I get it. He's got, like, a good right hand, but, like, he was doing, dude, he was.
Well, he was, like, no ground game.
I mean, he has enough where he did reverse.
Yeah, like, I think he's athletic, obviously.
Yeah, but he's just winging haymakers.
Oh, yeah. And then he gasses fast.
He gassed after the first minute and a half.
Rogan seems like he does get a kick out of it, but he's like, I got to try to like interview him a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, Rogan was loving him.
Yeah, he was like laughing, but he like tried.
Everyone
to, like,
claims now that this guy's like the most marketable guy in the UFC.
What he says is insane. What are they going to give him? Like a fucking.
Dude, when he took his pants off. And then he put him back on during the interview.
I saw somebody did a thing on Twitter. It was like the Colin Kaepernick Nike. It was black and white, and it said my balls is hot, and then it was like a Nike logo, like he got a deal with Nike.
They should give him one.
My balls is hot.
So Conor McGregor falls, which is unbelievable. Been waiting for it for a while. I was nervous going in.
Yeah, you were originally, you thought Connie Mack was just...
I wanted Habib.
Stand-up was too good, but then you came around at the end.
Once I saw the press conference, I saw how crazy Connie was getting. And then I said this.
You see the weigh-ins?
Yeah.
Connor's throwing like weird front kicks at it. It's like, what are you doing?
Also, Conor McGregor got his shit talk caught up to him. The one guy that you probably should never talk shit to again in your life is fucking Habib. That motherfucker not only beat your ass, and then he jumps the fence to beat your whole team's ass, and then the rest of his team comes in to beat the shit out of you.
Well,
it's fucking insane.
So leading up to it, apparently Connie Mack called Habib's corner manager a terrorist.
Yeah.
He was talking shit about
his dad.
His dad. About
shit on his religion.
Shit on his country.
His religion is, I think, what really got him, because he's diehard.
And then he's like offering him the booze like as a bit, because he knew he wouldn't take it. And so I think I saw a lot of people on Twitter say it, and I agree, is that...
Russians got pride, man.
When Connie Mack plays the role of the gangster, Habib is a real motherfucking crazy fucking guy. And he's the one guy... I saw people were like, yeah, well, Connor did all this shit, but everyone else he's talked shit to, it's a sport, man. And it's like,
no.
Hey, not to this guy. This guy's a different motherfucker.
You're allowed to interpret it any way you fucking want.
Yeah,
and
this guy
took it fucking serious. And I'll tell you what, if you're going to talk shit, at some point somebody's going to take it fucking serious, and you're going to get your comeuppance.
Well, one, Connie Mack tapped to a fucking neck crank. It wasn't even
a
joke.
I would say,
He wanted out.
He was tired. Also,
his cardio was
bad. Something tells me Habib probably was about ready to break his jaw.
Oh, I'm sure it was hard, yeah. But I saw some guy on Twitter called him Connor McTapper, which was pretty good.
Dude, I love how people all, if you look at his Instagram feed, everyone's just shitting on him.
There
just
are some diehard fans are like going crazy about how, well, he still made a lot of money, so he wins anyway. It's like,
I saw
all right,
write, oh, yeah, up. In that rematch, you better watch out because Connor's going to destroy you.
Was he
going
like, to learn to wrestle like a guy who wrestled a bear when he was 9 years old?
The second round was a 10-8 round.
So the guy he attacked is my cousin, Dylan Danis.
Yeah.
This guy who's a Connie Mack fucking ripoff, who's just a jiu-jitsu artist.
They're all his henchmen. They're just all his fucking weasels.
Did you see the slow motion? He did like a diving fucking...
Dude, he jumped!
Foot stomp!
Both feet in the air!
Like a monkey.
Like fucking Hulk. Like the Incredible Hulk.
He's trying to drive his feet like through
the
guy's
body.
He didn't
give a fuck who he landed on.
Oh, he was...
Dude, by the way, I don't. Do you agree? Like, I loved it.
Oh,
I thought...
Oh, I think it's the best.
And I think think Dana's a pussy for being like, this is so disrespectful. What Conor McGregor did was the most disrespectful thing. He canceled half of a fucking main card and injured people. He showed up, just was settling a fucking
score.
Showed
up late to the last press conference. Habib just left. He's like, what the fuck
Chael
is this?
Chael Sonnen was shitting on him for that. I was like, no, you know what? Why does he answered his questions and he fucking left.
Don't wait for this fucking guy.
Yeah, you're not on Conor McGregor.
What my main problem with Dana, the UFC used the fucking dolly throw as promotional footage.
Dude.
You created this fucking, you created this atmosphere. Don't fucking put your head in the sand. Like, oh my God, this is appalling. How could this happen? You know how it happens? When you don't punish a guy for throwing a fucking dolly through a window, almost blinding one of your fighters.
Yeah. Multiple people had to be pulled off the card. One of them is still traumatized to this fucking
day. Rose Namajunas, one of your champions, says she has PTSD from
it. Also, Conor McGregor's corner should shut the fuck up provoke him.
How about you get Dylan Danis out of the fucking Bantam?
By the way, Conor McGregor, not an innocent guy. He threw the first punch. On the fence.
He did. It was, one of them was Habib's brother.
Yeah, Habib was that guy was getting ready to go over there to help him, I guess, and Conor fucking punched him in the face.
I saw him on the cage. He jumped up. I mean, it's insane. When you look, people were making the case against Conor, and I can't agree more. Here's what he's done. He jumped the cage, got in Aldo's face.
Yeah.
And he was like,
he pushed a fucking ref.
He pushed a ref.
When he wasn't even fighting.
Nothing was done to him. When the Diaz brothers attacked Mayhem Miller and Bellator, Dana tweeted a smiley emoji. So it's all good times when it happens over there.
Fuck you, Dana,
you're
pussy.
Hypocrite. You're a hypocrite. But he's secretly behind closed doors. He's fucking like, cut the footage.
He fucking loves it.
Here's the rematch. More money for me. Yeah. I'll pretend like I'm appalled.
But he's a fucking cunt because it's like, dude, that was the greatest end to a fight I've ever seen.
Oh, it was phenomenal. People were saying online, I paid for 5 fights, I got 6.
Yeah. Dude, when I saw that, we were all screaming. We're like, holy shit, he's kicking the shit out of
him. What a badass. He just fucking finished him. He's going to take his corner.
He fought another guy.
Which is phenomenal.
Oh, man.
You want to throw a fucking dolly at this guy? This guy grew up in a war-torn country.
It's what I told everybody. I go, dude,
this guy is a different fucking guy, man.
My dad talked to an FBI guy. He goes, look, the number one people you never want to fuck with are the Russians. He goes, the shit that we find. I was actually talking to Kevin Christie last night, and his buddy is a cop. And he goes, dude, we find dead Russian guys all the fucking time. And there's no names. Nobody knows who the fuck they are. He's like, they're insane, man. They are crazy.
You want to fuck with him? He called him a smelly Dagestani rat. You want to do all this shit?
Look,
it's going to come back to bite you, man.
The Irish have been through some shit, but dude, Russians have been through some serious fucking shit.
Not nearly. And Danny,
this day,
you can hold his purse all you want. I was saying before, I think the head of that government's fucking cutting him a big check. Putin's calling this fucking guy.
Dude, Putin loved that.
Oh, he's loving
it. He loved that. He's like, hey, nice work. I bet you his favorite part was him jumping out of that fucking cage, beating the shit out of
him. Did you see the security guards? Like, couldn't get to the fence.
I love the old cop. It's like an old cop who's like,
what are you going to do?
He's like, dude, I'm like 5 years from retirement here. I am just going to sit back and just let this thing ride.
These guys are professional fighters. Yeah. Like, fuck that. They're sweaty.
Great.
Like, how do you even grab one
of
those guys?
Dude, it was great. Dana should have just, I think Dana should take Habib's back and support him and try to get him his fucking money.
He's already bitching. Oh, they're going to be serious penalties. By the way, Dana's bringing up,
there was no penalties for Conor.
Dana's saying these, so
he says he's going to have trouble getting his visa.
Visa.
What about Conor? He committed a fucking felony.
So what's crazy is Dana said all that. And when Connie Mack, you remember Dana was initially like, this is horrible. Yeah. But then like a week later, oh, I changed my mind.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have the fight.
He made a comment. He goes, Connor flew over on a jet with a bunch of goons. This is street shit, man. Like that was his quote. What is this? It's the same shit.
This is the ultimate street shit.
Yeah. Because
Connie Mack knew that Habib wasn't going to fight him. On the fucking card, Habib's like, I'll fight anybody, anytime, any place.
I'll take your whole corner.
He's fucking serious.
I'll take your whole corner. I don't give a fuck.
I thought that Habib's the greatest MMA guy of all time.
Oh, it's great.
Because he's like, I'm not taking shit from anybody.
I saw Mike Tyson, so this is worse than my riot. That's what he said. And then a guy's comment immediately below is, you bit a guy's ear off. Like, shut up.
Dude, I love when Habib goes, my father's going to be very angry at me. And I was like, I can picture Habib's dad bending him over and spanking him.
I was saying to Courtney, if he fears the father, shouldn't the father be in the UFC? Like, is he the great, if he can beat the number one guy?
I think it's one of those things where I bet you he beats him with a paddle when he gets home. He's 30 years old. I bet he gets spanked.
I think the only way you settle this, Khabib's father fights Connie Mack's father and just fucking kills him.
Dude, I bet you, I think Khabib's dad could beat the shit out of Conor McGregor.
Probably could. He's I wouldn't be shocked. Crazy. I bet he's in great shape.
And he's been, dude, I'm telling you, the guy wrestled a bear. Like, and he
at nine.
And fucking,
how'd he get the, he probably like fucking killed the bear's mother yeah, and brought the bear, brought the bear cub in.
Dude, but he, I just thought, I thought it was spectacular. What a fuck! I thought
Dana claims it's a black eye, and I mean, it gets people buzzing.
Get out of here!
Casual fans are like, "Whoa,
dude!" There was no innocent victims here. I understand that it could have started a riot. Did you hear Brendan Schaub was telling Rogan like a week ago, "I'm not going there, dude. Something's gonna happen."
I couldn't tell if he thought it was fans or the corners or both.
Well, no, he said he thought fans were. He thought he said were, something
see,
was going to get.
I did see but footage
then there were
of
brawls outside.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, I was saying as soon as they walk Khabib out, how many beers are going to be thrown? And then at the very end, somebody dumped like a giant fucking beer on him.
Well, Dana said to him, "I'm not putting the belt on you. People are going to throw shit." And he goes, "I don't care. I'm ready." He's a fucking man. Dude, this guy, he's fought the Diazes. I think they're very similar.
Yeah.
But even the Diazes don't, have never jumped the cage. They've gotten in scuffles in the cage post-fight.
The Diaz, I bet the Diaz, I would like to hear what they have to say because I think they loved it.
I could see them not thinking that they were ripped off, that they are the originators.
Oh, like he can't. Dog, I fucking sell that fucking shit myself, man. Like, you're stealing my fucking.
You're gonna try
selling
our fucking,
vendettas,
that's
dog.
That's our shit, dog. That's what we did with the Mayhem. You're gonna copy it?
Yeah, dog. Like, that shit's been done, man. It's fucking played out.
So I could see. They're weird, but you never know which way
it's
they're
true.
Gonna go.
They could sway. They could flip on a dime.
But what an end to a crazy night. Dana, after the fight, they said, the reporter's like, "How did you feel about Derek Lewis taking his shorts off?" And he's like, "What? He took his shorts off?" And he's like, "He said his balls were hot." And he goes, "I wish that were the worst thing that happened tonight." But it's like, dude, you created Dana. My problem with him is he wants to be the cool parent.
Yeah.
You're buying the kids booze. One kid gets a DUI and you're like, "This is disgusting. How dare you?" You're fucking running the show, man.
Dude, they put fog in the octagon.
I know.
For
the
walkout.
What is he, the Undertaker?
I go, dude, what are you guys doing here? Fog the whole fucking place out.
For Connie Mack. It's like, this is so late. Connie Mack, as we've been saying all along, he's probably the best boxer in mixed martial arts. That's it.
Yeah.
No ground game.
But
no wrestling.
Khabib knocked him down.
He fucking hit him with that hard
he
right.
Knocked him down, man.
I heard he outstruck him. I didn't see the whole
he
thing.
He did.
Which is crazy.
I was scared at the beginning of every round. I was so scared.
Well, he only takes one punch.
I know. And then Khabib was just standing there trading with him. And I was like, no, dude. Also, Connie Mack been out of MMA for 2 years. You can't just walk in there
against
man.
The best of the best. 27-0. You can't be like, "Oh, well, now I'm going to come back." Yeah. He looked out of shape, which was weird.
He looked pretty jacked.
Well, maybe, no, I'm saying like fit, like cardio.
Yeah, but you know,
but he was dragging him up and down is probably why.
Yeah, his cardio. I don't think he's built for endurance. I think he's a sprinter, man. Where he's just
explosive, quick.
And I think a lot of those guys just don't have marathon level in them, you know?
Yeah. I saw, I wanted to see where
five rounds is too much anyway.
Wanted to see where Cormier stood on it, because he's Khabib's teammate.
Yeah. That was great. When I go, if these corners fight, you have fucking Cormier, you have Luke Rockhold in that fucking corner.
Yeah.
And you got nobody.
Well, Connie surrounds himself with zeros.
Yeah.
He's the classic, like, I'm the alpha, everyone else is fucking losers. Is Dylan Danis is my fucking impersonator ripoff.
It's sad.
And so Cormier was like, he seemed saddened by it. And Cormier seems like a really nice, genuine guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, no one, the guys who jumped in like aren't a part of their gym. It's just his friends and family.
Some of those guys, one of those guys was a UFC fighter. So Dana said
says
he's done.
Out,
that guy was good too. He's like 3-1.
Yeah, he's out.
Cormier also had trouble, trouble calming Khabib down.
Yeah, I heard that. I didn't see it.
He was just like, "Hey, man, Dad."
I heard like 15 like, minutes. He had a really like, "Hey,
yeah." And Khabib was just like, "I was like, oh shit, dude, you have a fucking heavyweight and light heavyweight champ who can't control this guy."
So Cormier was like, "Look, no one deserves what happened. It shouldn't have happened." He's like, "And two wrongs don't make a right." But he's like, "Some guys don't see fight promotion." You know, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's like, he goes, "I think country, family, and religion should be kept out of fight promotion. And he goes, it's a cultural difference. Habib's a different kind of guy, and he didn't like it.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I was worried he's going to get injured when he jumped off there. But I do agree with him. I agree with him just from the aspect that I know firsthand, like, it is shitty when someone's just constantly talking shit about you before, after all of that. So I do think that there is, like, you at some point you have to be a real sportsman about it, you know what I mean?
Well, that Dylan Danis, they said it was talking shit, yeah, after the loss. Stupid. It's like, take the loss, man. It's over. It's just done.
It's a sport, and you got to be a good sport. I think Habib, win or lose, he would have been a man and gentleman and said, good fight.
If that
you
fight didn't end in their corner, I don't think any of it would have happened.
No.
Because he wouldn't have been anywhere near it.
Yeah.
He was right there.
Yeah.
And so he could hear this fucking moron. He's like, I've had enough of this fucking guy's mouth. That guy, I think, was he involved in the bus thing? He may have been.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. Probably. If you, not, he was.
Think about that. These guys fucking, like, wanted to try to scare him. It's like, you want to scare me? I'll come also, fight all of you now.
A gang showed up for one guy.
Yeah.
In that bus attack.
And he's like, look, I'll come to you
we
now.
We got even numbers now, brother.
Not even. I'll come to you alone. He did. He
what I'm saying, but he had his corner there,
no,
too.
No, I know, like, but he was, like, over there by himself.
Dude, the look on Conor McGregor's face when he lost was just like a man who I could
he
see.
He looked defeated.
It was
you
done.
You could see it take. He's going to end up in the WWE very soon, I think.
Probably.
He's going to follow Ronda. It's very similar.
Yeah.
Dana's pet.
He has no shot at Habib.
Smoke and mirror marketing.
I do think, though, like, I think Tony Ferguson has no shot at Habib.
Here's what happens. This is what I think happens. Habib's going to get stripped, sadly.
Fuck.
They're going to, Connor's going to get the fight against Tony, who I think he might beat.
He can beat him. That guy doesn't spar at all. He hasn't sparred in 4 years.
He's bizarre. His press conferences are bizarre.
I had to turn it off because I couldn't stand.
Just
like
odd. Very
and,
odd.
He says he doesn't spar anymore because it ruins his creativity.
What is he, Picasso? So then either that's going to happen, and then the Habib. I heard rumors that he's going to retire. I don't know if that's true or not. If he comes back, he'll get the winner. Or Dana's Jones into fucking get his boy. They just signed into a multi-deal fight.
They'll do a rematch.
Or they'll do the 165 belt that Nate Diaz is making up. Connor, Nate.
Then he'll have claimed at one point he had three belts.
Which is horseshit. Because he's going to give him Nate Diaz if he gets that.
Nate will beat him at 65.
You think? I don't know.
Dude, Nate Diaz beat him last time. That's two in a row.
He was close. I don't think he got last.
I think he won that. It was split on the judges' scorecard, too.
I saw a lot of...
Also, you're talking about Nate Diaz had a broken rib.
Yeah.
He couldn't train for a month.
Saw a lot of the casual idiots on Twitter. Look, these guys are just dry humping on the ground. Oh, it's like, on. Shut up. Don't
it's
watch.
The highest level grappling you've ever seen, you fucking dumbass.
And it's not easy.
No.
By the way, Drake was there. Did you see him?
Yeah.
He took a picture with Connie Mack holding the Irish flag. Drake's like the number one bandwagoning fan. He randomly showed up at the University of Kentucky, has no affiliation to it, in a full Kentucky jumpsuit. They lost a huge game in the NCAA tournament. He's a curse. Anyone he aligns himself with loses.
Fucking...
There's like a legit curse.
Dude, he text messages with the 14-year-old girl from Stranger Things.
Who, Drake?
Did you hear that?
No.
They're
who,
like
Millie?
They're like good friends.
11? What's he texting her?
Dude, advice about guys. Get this, though.
Advice about guys.
No. He at one point had a girlfriend recently who was 18, who he met when she was 16, and he started dating her. So he's like grooming these chicks.
What the fuck?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh, so they interviewed that chick, Millie Joe or Millie Brett, whatever her name is.
She's getting big for her britches, by the way. Every interview I see her,
too.
She's like getting a little crazier.
It's not her fault, though.
No,
I
understand.
The media is like...
Yeah.
I feel bad
when
for her.
When she's a kid.
I know.
So it's like, you put a microphone in front of me when I'm at, you know, I'm going to be an idiot.
And
it's
money,
like,
and fame.
Yeah.
And
it's all a little young.
So they asked, like, they said, oh, you're friends with Drake. And she's like, oh, yeah, I just saw him. And
what is he doing?
So I gave him my phone number, and now we text back and forth.
If you're her parents, are you like, what is this?
What the fuck? That guy's 30. By the way, would you have anything to say to a 15-year-old that you're not related to?
Beyond, like, one or two sentences? No. I would not.
Dude, I have a 12-year-old niece, and so I don't know what to say to her. I have nothing. I don't know what the fuck to.
I wouldn't know what to say to an 18-year-old.
No,
to these guys who date 18-year-olds, I have nothing in common with them.
So,
hey, how's high school?
Yeah, what the fuck do you talk about?
You guys still take gym, or is that done?
I mean, I get that, like, those, like, he has some advice because he was a kid star, but like,
to give her dating advice, and they talk about boys and shit. I was like, this motherfucker, dude.
He's like, is anyone sending you dick pics? Or, you know,
it's like, this is what you should look like.
This is what you should look out for.
You see this? If you see any dick, this is what a penis is.
This like, one's a tan one. It's not mine, but.
It was bizarre, man.
That's weird.
Maybe it's innocent, but it seems weird, especially because he dated an 18-year-old that he met when she was first, when she was 16.
Is he angling to be like the king of the next king of pop, Michael Jackson? He's like, oh,
could
yeah.
Could be.
Weird. Well, very weird. His face, they showed his, someone took a still of when Habib jumped the thing and he has a shocked face. Like he's like talking all the shit. There's a before the fight and then after he's like, oh, like he looks like terrified. And Dana said like the governor of the commission or whatever was in the building and he ran out during the brawl.
What the fuck?
Dana, you made the bed. Get in. Don't pretend you're above this shit. You created all this. You never fucking disciplined Connie Mack once, and this is what happens. Guys get crazy.
I just think he's he doesn't have it. He doesn't have the aura has been broken, and you can't come back from that. Now, once somebody gets beat severely, before it was Diaz, like you know, it was like, hey, he's a bigger guy.
No, and, this is your own division. Yeah. Connie Mack said, "Look forward to the rematch." It's like you weren't. That's not even a close fight. A rematch. For what?
No, everyone was like, dude, you get rematches when it's fucking close.
Close. That was a dominant. There were 10 to 8 rounds, someone said.
There was. When I saw the second round, I go, and everyone agreed. We all were like, this is 10-8. And then on the judges' scorecard, they scored it a 10-8. So they gave Connor the third round, which I don't agree with, but whatever. He's even if he took the last two rounds, he wouldn't have won.
What's crazy is, isn't Habib the interim title holder? Like the fight before them was the real, I think Ferguson's the title, has the belt.
No, this was for the belt.
What does Ferguson have, the interim?
Yeah, they were fighting for
has the belt. Are you sure?
No, because it got all fucking wonky.
There's all
no, because then Ferguson was supposed to fight. Remember they made that fight with Al and Quinta. They made that a title fight. So Khabib had it.
Yeah.
Technically Conor McGregor had it. He's the real champion.
It's, I mean, how crazy is your division when we can't even figure out easily?
It got watered down, man. It's sad.
Vince McMahon's like, fuck, these guys, they got some good plot lines going. Country against country. They should do it in Russia. And Connor.
That's what I said. I go, you should do it in Russia.
You think you have balls?
No,
show up.
Nope.
Show up.
He wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it.
Honestly, I think he would get killed.
Or like severely beaten.
The amount of security would be like presidential level.
Crazy. Like at all times.
Yes.
Like in your room with you.
Yeah. Like, well, you're fucking your wife. They're going to have to be in there pushing your ass down.
Don't they do, allegedly, haven't they done some like airborne like fucking poisonings and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, they killed a guy with nuclear fucking waste.
So it's like, I wouldn't fuck with these. Hey,
dude,
you want to run your mouth to promote a fight? And by the way, Dana, before the fight.
Don't make a whole country come after you, like Russia.
By the way, Dana, during these press conferences, he's drinking the whiskey. I mean, be professional, man.
Dude, he's
laughing at the shtick.
He had
You're laughing at his lines.
And his hot balls in his mouth the whole time.
He's been getting fucking four-leaf clover teabagged by this guy. And now
he probably has a four-leaf clover tattoo.
I wouldn't be shocked.
With Conor McGregor.
It's like a legit love affair he has for this guy.
I mean, he made a lot of money for him.
No, he did, but it's like, hey.
They said if the buys are as high as Conor predicts, which is $3.5 million, Conor will make $50 million off this fight.
$50 million?
That's what they said. His guarantee was $3 million, and Habib's was $2
million. I'm just so sick of Connie. Enough. It's
also,
enough.
Also, his shit talk, you got
it's not
to the
even
point
funny.
Where
it's not funny. It's not clever.
It's repetitive.
It's just annoying.
It's just repetitive.
And you know what? Mayweather's annoying, and that's his shtick. Guess what? He's never lost. He's undefeated, Connie. Yeah. You've lost a bunch of times.
Two.
Shut the fuck up.
Two.
Enough.
Two now out of his last three outings.
Floyd never lost.
Or three. Out of his last four fights.
And people would buy Floyd's pay-per-views because like, I want to see this fucking guy finally lose. And guess what? He never did.
The problem with that is, yeah, once you do lose, everyone's like, oh, I saw him lose. I'm not going to watch him anymore. Your mystique is over.
Yeah, it's done.
Do you know how I read that Robbie Lawler took 6 years off sparring? He didn't spar for 6 years.
The fuck?
That was what he was really like. And then he finally went back to sparring, and that's where he became the champion when he went back to the UFC.
He's like, I don't need it.
He said he got hit hard sparring once, and he said he didn't get hit that hard, but he was dizzy for like weeks. He even took a fight, and he was so he goes, I'm just done. He said, people at his camp were making fun of him. Like Tim Sylvia would be like, get up here, you pussy. And he's like, no, I'm good, guys.
He's like a quarterback in practice. Weird. You can't hit him.
I think, too, also, he's also sparring like Miletic. I think those guys went hard.
Yeah, I'm sure. Back now, then,
he's at
too.
Where, like, yeah, he's at where guys were like, we'll just tone it down. I mean, you can spar.
That's strange. Moving on, transitioning. It's good news.
Wait, what are you transitioning to?
A woman.
Oh, okay.
Who identifies as a dragon.
Perfect.
Good news is the North Carolina Wild Horse Herd, the True Blue Beach Ponies, they're all good after the hurricane.
But did you hear about the other wild horses?
In California.
Yeah.
They're being rounded up and slaughtered.
Look,
the California wild horses.
You have no choice here. There's 4,000 of them. They're only supposed to be like 400.
They're overtaking the fucking world. They might be running the streets of L.A.
Dude, here's my problem with people. They don't understand. They eat all the vegetation, so what's going to happen is they're all going to starve to death.
Well, and they're going to affect other animals that need food.
They're going to wipe out. So many animals are going to die. Also, they're not indigenous species. They're not supposed to be there. They're not. So I don't get. I hate when. We used to do this all the time in Indiana. Like, the deer population would get crazy, and they'd do extra deer permits, and you could go out there and fucking shoot a bunch of deer because you had to. People were like, no, no. I was like, okay, then go out there when there's rotting horse carcasses from exposure and fucking starving themselves.
Yeah, it's the California wild horse. I don't even know where they are, but...
They're northern, up in the northern part.
I heard they're in Stockton.
I heard you can ride them. Yes, might get one. Fucking got a real fucking horse, dog.
He's got a True Blue Beach Pony thing across his car.
That'd be great.
So, yeah, so there's that.
They made it.
I saw this. What's happened to rap music is all I got to say leading into this. This is from MSN via Cosmo. You ever heard of a rapper? I've never heard of this guy in my life. Seen pictures of him. Lil Xan, X-A-N.
Oh, is that the one that was dating Miley Cyrus's
sister?
Who looks just like Miley Cyrus?
Xan is short for Xanax, X-A-N. He's 22.
Dude, he looks like the biggest punk
ever. Looks like a fucking greaseball. He has four face tats. One says just ZZZ for sleep. One says lover right beneath that.
Man, he's going to regret that in 7 years.
He's a Mexican fella. Looks white.
Is he really?
He is Mexican.
I didn't think he was Mexican.
I have no clue about any of his music. And initially, I was like, should we even do this story? I feel kind of bad for this guy because he's like very sensitive. He goes on social media, and he's like, people criticize him.
Is this the guy with the Cheetos?
It is.
Oh, dude. I actually saw an interview with him, and he seemed like kind of a nice guy.
Well,
but...
I'll tell you, I'll give you the truth.
This isn't going to be like the thing where you find out like the father has a handicapped child.
No. So Lil Xan was gearing up for a tour, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, landed him in the hospital. Remember when fucking real Tupac Shakur was shot 8 times?
By the way, he's living in Malaysia right now, according to Suge Knight's son.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so good news there, guys.
Is he putting on shows?
No, I think he's just living. I don't know what he's doing. I hear he's working maybe at a rice shop.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So
he better not cut caught for weed. Didn't that lady in that documentary get fucking like life in prison?
So good news, everybody. Tupac's alive, according to Suge Knight's son.
In his series of Instagram stories and posts, Lil Xan shared how he ended up in the hospital. He took an ambulance, by the way. Couldn't
good,
drive
good
himself
use of,
or get a ride.
Good use of our medical system.
Said he was just hanging out, eating hot Cheetos, but he noticed they were doing a number on his stomach. He said, I just want to let everyone know I was in the hospital, not due to any drugs, but I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos and it ripped something in my stomach open.
Dude, what kind of diet is this? John Little should talk to this guy.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah?
Yeah, you don't go to the hospital. You just lay on your floor for 4 days.
You just have that diarrhea for 4 years.
Yeah, who cares? Suck it up, Lil Xan. he didn't say how many bags.
How does this kid become popular? I don't understand.
He was
anymore.
A SoundCloud rapper.
Oh, he was.
All online.
But they're all terrible.
This piece of shit. Well, I shouldn't call him a piece of shit, but this guy was like.
He's just a.
He's no, he's
just
a kid. Young, but he goes.
He doesn't know any better.
Well, he's just like a millennial. He's like, you know, I wanted to be a photographer for hip hop, but all my friends were rapping. So, like, I was like, okay. Like it involves no talent, no skill. No, like, you were
literally.
You're 1 in 80 million. Like, you're fucking. Damn. You idiot.
How does anybody jump on board with this shit?
So he said he puked a little blood, but he wouldn't reveal how many was. He must have been eating them for like 10 days straight.
Probably all he ate.
I guess they claim this isn't all that uncommon.
Puking blood after eating Flaming Hot Cheetos?
They say one woman had to have her gallbladder removed after eating 4 bags of hot Cheetos in 1 week, which sounds crazy. You can't eat four bags of these. Why don't they ban them?
In a week?
That's what this says.
How's the FDA letting that? Well, fuck, the FDA is the most corrupt fucking piece of shit organization also.
You say we do see tons of gastritis and ulcer-related stuff due to hot snacks. These are this dude, is a new killer,
what
dude.
What kind of fucking poison? This might be what Putin might be poisoning people with Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Stay away from the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Do you remember our delivery job? Those fucking girls, they were eating them by like every day they were eating them.
Who knows, dude? They may have been
they may be all dead.
Puking blood. They might all have no gallbladders anymore.
So I did some research on who the fuck is this Lil Xan character after this. And he was bitching and moaning that all he does is people criticize him. And he's like done the classic, I'm pulling my social media, but then he comes back.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I dude, that's got to suck for you. But at the same time, dude, I mean, if you're not like Eminem, then you're lucky to be in the game at all. And you're probably going to have to take the heat.
But you would think this guy's just minding his own business and people are coming after him. This idiot goes on a big radio show and he goes, yeah, I think Tupac's overrated. I don't think he's good at all. I think he's terrible.
Okay. Well, this guy, you get what you deserve. So then people
shit on him about that. And then he's like, what the fuck? I can't say my opinion. It's like, when your opinions are stupid.
That's stupid.
You're an idiot. You sound like an idiot 22-year-old with stupid face tats.
And he's also just trying to get a rise out of people. Well, you got it, brother.
And now you don't like it.
Don't say anything about Habib, I'll tell you that.
He said, also claims he's done with hip hop because I guess Mac Miller was his hero. And so he's like, I'm quitting.
Why?
He's
because
like,
a guy killed himself?
Well, he's like, I have a drug problem. He's like, obviously his name's Lil Xan. And so he's like,
yeah, well, how about you just get off the fucking drugs?
He claims he's quitting. I don't know what he's going to do.
Do you think this guy made a shitload of money?
Probably not, to be honest. I don't think so. I couldn't tell you
if
anything.
If you're Billy Ray Cyrus and you see your fucking...
You're like, what are you doing?
18-year-old daughter with Xanax?
He said, they're like, what about your face tats? One of these, oh, my parents love them.
Yeah.
He goes, I was fucked up on drugs, I think, when he got the ZZZ. He's like, I thought I just was cool. It's right under his eye.
He's like Post Malone.
And he's like, oh, my family's loving it. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So speedy recovery to Lil Xan.
Yeah. Godspeed, my friend.
Yeah.
Take that Xanax.
Some tells me we haven't heard the last of old Lil Xan.
Dude, it's crazy because now we're getting back to the old days of the overdoses and the all
yeah,
this shit.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Is that Mac Miller guy? How old is he, 26?
Yeah, he was young.
You should have waited one more year. Then you go in the 27 club.
He had lyrics about not wanting to be a member.
Oh, so he went under?
He kind of knew that, like, because he said, like, I'm going to die early. My mom's going to cry. Like, all
that's
this
what
shit.
Everybody says when they're 25.
Yeah.
Everyone's people, like, I'm not going to make it to 30.
Some people live up to it.
Sometimes you wake up and you're 40 and you go, oh, well, you should have prepared better.
Overshot that. I'm going to be part of the 58 club or maybe older.
Everybody's fucking, I'm 25. I'm going to fucking go out in the blaze of glory.
This is from Hieronymus and Barb, and even Judo James Austin sent me this of the MMA Austin family.
Whoa, he's back.
Yeah. Well, James may be the MMA.
No, but
one's an MMA fighter, one's a judo man. This is from the judo man.
Okay.
And their father even listens. Oldest listener.
That's what they say, but we will have to take a poll. Is there someone older?
That's true. So this is, who sent me this? This is Hieronymus and Barb teamed up and the judo practitioner Austin brother. So this is a school in England. It's the University of Manchester. Their university student union is banning cheering, clapping, and whooping.
I intentionally did not read this because I want to be shocked. I saw the headline. I go, I'm saving it.
They want British Sign Language to replace all of that stuff.
British Sign Language?
They I don't know. Is that different? What? Is there a lot more cunts in there?
Yeah.
Than our sign language?
There's a lot. Probably. Term of endearment.
According to the student newspaper, the ban was agreed at the first union meeting of the year.
So everybody has to learn sign language instead of clapping, or is it silent clapping?
It's I think it's like jazz hands. I'm serious. This is what they're replacing it with. It says in quotes, "It resolved to swap out audible clapping for BSL clapping at events, and to encourage student groups and societies to do the same, and to include BSL clapping as part of an inclusion training."
Wait, for what? For who? Wait, who's it offending? Who's clapping offending?
I don't know, to be honest. People with no hands.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The motion was authored by Liberation and Access Officer Sarah Kahn and received little opposition.
Sarah Kant?
I guess she made news previously, it said, when her fellow student union representatives painted over, is it Rudyard Kipling poem at the university in a protest against racist and imperialistic literature. So this lady's, she's a bargain.
Yeah.
She said students were not consulted on the decision to display the poem and took action because, according to Facebook posts written by her, we, as an exec team, believe that Kipling stands for the opposite of liberation, empowerment, and human rights, the things that we, as a student union, stand for.
Dude, she's psycho. How the fuck you let this lady run your fucking organization? This lady's fucking crazy.
They've been trying to get this BSL clapping going since 2015.
What is the problem?
It says, the spokeswoman said the hand gesture referred to as jazz hands is the British Sign Language vocabulary for applause.
Dude, how are you supposed to get pumped up in a fucking game? I'd be like, dude, what? You know, you fucking clap, you start cheering, you fucking do shit.
Isn't that school spirit?
Yeah.
Just jazz
hands.
This
lady's a fucking psycho.
Said this is designed to support those with disabilities and or sensory conditions to participate in events.
I can see people with handicaps being like, no, dude, don't blame this on me. I don't want anything to do with this
shit. I love the clap.
Yeah.
I have the clap. Student unions strive to make their events welcoming to all of their students by acknowledging their experience and responding to their needs. Should everyone go around in wheelchairs if there's one guy on campus with one, just everyone be on an even playing field?
I guess, because evidently it doesn't matter what anyone else wants, because whatever the 0.01 minority wants. By the way, did they come to her and be like, the guy with no hands? What about Lobster Boy? Maybe he got his lobster claws.
Well, I would assume that they do not want this. They're like,
I would say that.
Like, but she's like doing this on behalf of them, and it's like, please don't.
Who's missing both hands? You can even clap with one hand. You can pound the fucking chair.
You can get one of those Stephen Hawking devices that makes clapping sounds. Probably, just,
yeah. Get
the touch of a button.
Get the sound device like we have. The applause.
She said we should all aspire to improve our public spaces so that all members of society feel comfortable and able to
everybody
contribute.
Hey, I got news for you. You're never gonna you're never gonna make everyone happy, and by doing this, honestly, you're making everybody mad.
Yeah, the people who are handicapped, people who aren't handicapped.
I love this new thing where people hide under the guise of we're protecting a small minority. You're not doing shit, man.
No, you're just
upsetting everyone. You're literally just enraging people to turn on that. What she's doing, people are going to be pissed at handicapped
and
people.
And it's easy
for
to...
nothing they've done.
It's easy to dismiss because it's just like, oh, like this is ridiculous.
Dude, what we need is a pandemic. What we need is like 200-400 million people to die from some... In the first world countries of some fucking horrible disease like gonorrhea that you can't be treated with antibiotics. And then we're going to go back and everyone's going to be like, oh, that was pretty crazy. Everything's cool now, guys. Nobody's bitching about anything.
To all anyone who listens to us in England, I challenge you to go to this university. Start a nice slow clap.
All day long.
An 80s slow clap. Gather a group of people.
24 hours a day.
A clap protest.
Round the clock. Clapping.
A clap off.
Yeah.
Until they over...
A clap marathon.
Until they overturn this bizarre...
You can clap anything.
And even if you get some handicapped people with you.
Yeah.
Who they're like, we want to clap too.
You clap those butt cheeks. You clap your hands.
You whoop and holler.
Man.
Get it going.
Fucking England now. It's spreading like a virus.
Yeah, everyone. Everyone wants to include everyone. So
it's life, man.
What if you don't know BSL, though, and you're baffled? You're like, hey, I don't know how to do jazz hands. What if you can't turn
they'll be pissed at you.
What if you can't turn your wrist from side to side? You have a condition.
I can't wiggle my fingers, but it hurts my hand. I have arthritis in my right hand.
Well, then you couldn't be able to do this.
I know, and I feel excluded.
I think to cheer, you should take your top off and wave it over your head.
I think they should, to cheer for guys, you should have to do what that dude in the movie Kids did, the black guy with his dong, when slapping it back and forth.
That would work.
I would take that. Titties, you should have to slap them together.
Or like side to side, like the Daniel LaRusso of Karate Kid 2, that drum. Yeah. So the titties are kind of slapping both sides of the body. But people with small titties and small dicks would be at a loss. Fuck. But then you can use your vocal cords.
Or you can use your balls.
Yeah.
Swing them up and down.
Or you can get a neighbor's titties and pick them up and slap them against their body. Or,
yeah, literally slap your butt cheeks together.
Or you can get like a cow and a paddle and slap its ass loud to make a noise.
They do those blocks where they like...
Or you can get the thunder sticks that they give out at some of these arenas.
There's a lot of alternatives here besides jazz hands.
Yeah.
These are going to be those boring sporting events of all time.
Yeah, I would say this. I'd say this lady's not a fucking barrel of laughs.
Dude, I would love to meet this lady. You already know exactly what you're getting with this fucking lady.
We should go do a podcasting stand-up tour of Manchester University.
That'd be great.
In the student union. Dude, come on, guys, clap.
We should just tour college campuses that are all full of trigger shit. We don't even do anything to trigger. We're just doing our regular podcast, which involves a lot of cunts, a lot of fucks, a lot of you pussies.
People would lose it.
That'd be great.
So that's what's going on in England. Hopefully, I hope this fixes all their problems. I don't think it will, but
that lady's definitely not going to be watching the Connie Mack fight.
No, he called the what's his name a cunt, Habib, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he called him a lot of.
He's
things.
Like, yeah, you're a cunt because we wouldn't drink. Man. Oh, by the way, I think we have a word from our unofficial sponsor.
Oh, okay.
Here it is.
Yeah, play that.
Quick audio clip, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on? This is Bill Burr from the All Things Comedy Network. I'm very excited to tell you that we are going to be releasing a stand-up special from the unbelievably talented, unbelievably hilarious, and unbelievably original Ted Alexandro. He has a new stand-up special called Senior Class of Earth. You can check it out exclusively at atcspecials.com and follow the All Things Comedy Network for more ways to support your favorite comedians. This is huge for us. This is everything that All Things Comedy was about. We wanted to get in business with great artists and help them to maintain control and ownership of what they created. And this is our first foray into that. Once again, it's called Senior Class of Earth from the great Ted Alexandro. You can check it out at atcspecials.com.
Oh, weird. Not only did we get a phone call from Bill, we also get a pre-recorded message.
I didn't know that was there, too. I thought if when he called, you know what he did? Probably because he called in, he was going to help promote that special live, and then the phone cut out. So,
well,
that dude is funny though.
Check out
Ted Alexandro.
Check it out.
He's a funny dude.
He's
never seen him.
Bill Burr is a fan.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Check it out.
Well, that concludes our show.
Yeah.
We're going to be recording another show right after this.
Yeah. So. So, it won't be far for you.
It'll be a week apart.
A week for
minutes,
you.
Mere minutes for us.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's how the podcasting world works. A little inside baseball.
Yeah. You're not going to hear that on your other favorite shows.
In the next episode, we won't talk UFC.
No, I don't think we will.
It's going to be pure Ted Alexandro.
And Little League Baseball.
Oh, all right.
All right, let's get out.
Is it a good Little League Baseball story coming up?
No, there isn't, but...
Oh, fuck, come on.
Danish O'Neill. Danish and O'Neill. If you've been to the Minute Clinic, but you still ain't healed, Danish and O'Neill's a beat.
In my books, you never turn a blowjob down.
I feel guilty after masturbating.